Dozens of groups were part of those demonstrations on the National Mall today, among them Medical Students for Choice, which lobbies for mandatory abortion education in medical schools. We heard from the founder of that group on the show yesterday. Today, a different voice in the debate, Molly Bowman. She's the Bay Area Director for California Students for Life and a past president of UC Berkeley Students for Life. That group has about 250 members, and Molly Bowman says it's an active membership.
What we've been doing recently is we put on conferences. We put on a conference last April, a big three-day conference, which included educating high schoolers and other college pro-life students about the movement. Where is the movement now? Where does it need to go? How do you increase membership on your own campus? And in addition, we've been trying to work with the health center and say, you know, we need to increase resources. We need, you know, students to feel like they have more options, trying to get baby-changing tables put in on campus.
And what's the reaction on campus to the work that you're doing?
Yeah, we get that a lot. We think, you know, people think that there are a lot of tomatoes thrown. But actually, there aren't. You know, we have Berkeley, in a sense, does try to live up to the free speech movement, you know, and say, okay, well, let's try and hear all the options. The student government has given us funding. We had a rally last year with Sarah Foster, the president of Feminists for Life, which was great. You know, we had we met with NOW beforehand and said, you know, we're glad you guys are out here. This will be great. I'm glad this can be a civil, you know, debate and rally. And it turned out very well.
What do you do to try and increase membership? I mean, what's your argument? How do you try and attract people who may have grown up feeling that abortion is a good thing and may certainly have grown up in pro-choice households. Right. Obviously, these are the people, I guess, you're trying to convert.
Yeah, well, we're trying to convert, and we're also trying to mobilize. I think they're not used to the argument that abortion's not good for women. They're used to the argument that, you know, abortion kills unborn children, and as it does. But one of the ways that we're trying to take this is say, you know, that's true, but we shouldn't have to say, women, okay, you have to choose between your education and your child. Why can't they have both? You know, or you have to choose between your career and your child. You know, why can't they have both? And I think in a society in which they are, I think that's sort of archaic.
Is it difficult to mobilize your generation, though? I mean, in other words, the generation that fought to get abortion rights, those people were very highly mobilized trying to get this. Is it difficult for you to mobilize people of your generation to get them interested in this issue and active on this issue?
It is. I mean, I can only talk so much about the whole generation, but what I see at Berkeley, which is not always representative of the country, but what I do see at Berkeley is that it's difficult to get people involved because it's so controversial. A lot of college students don't want to get into that quite yet because they're still working on their, you know, trying to get jobs and internships. And so being involved, very highly involved in this movement is very controversial, and it paints you into a corner. You know, it can paint you into the conservative corner, even if you're a pro-life Democrat. You know, we have pro-life Democrats in our club. But I would say that it's becoming more of an issue with my generation in terms of people seeing like, okay, this is something I have to take a stand on for or against because I'm asked about it. It's difficult, but it's becoming a little bit easier, especially with our coalitions that we're building. They're building a coalition of college pro-life students all across the nation.
You've used the phrase life-affirming culture, and that seems to be an important phrase to the way that you're approaching this, and I'm wondering if you can define what you mean by that.
I would say basically choices that support everybody's right to life, basically a culture that supports life at every stage. Each person has the right to life that nobody else can take away, you know, not even legislation, not the Constitution. The right to life precedes, you know, comes before the Constitution. It's an inalienable right that needs to be affirmed, because if we're not affirming that, then what right matters?
Thanks very much, Molly.
You're welcome.
Molly Bowman is the Bay Area Regional Director of California Students for Life.